Zog de Gemara daf kuf chof alef omet beiz, top of the omet. Reb Simloi ikle lepidna ben. Reb Simloi came to a pidna ben. Now, what in the connection from this maisa coming to a pidna ben to the previous Gemara in the Mishnah? Zog de Rashbam, mishum de ayri masnisin. Rashbam is right under the Hadron. Mishum de ayri masnisin. Bishnei mine brochas. Since the Mishnah is talking about Birchas Pesach and Birchas Zevach, two brochas, Chagiga and Korban Pesach, Bo'odom Echad, one person, and the question is if one part is the other. Umayse Echad hatolui zebozeh. It's talking about Odom Echad, Umayse Echad, that's tolui zebozeh, Korban Pesach vezevach, Shechagiga boim haPesach. So Mishum Hochi Noka Nami Lahai Uvda, Davia Ben Mevorach Shtayim, we're going to discuss now Pidna Ben with one person having two brochas. Just like we just had a Mishnah and a sugya that says you have Birchas HaPesach and Birchas HaZevach, one person, one Maisa with two brachas. So we have similarly an Avi Aben with two brachas in front of him, Pidna Ben and Shachiyonu. That's how Rashbam learns the connection. The Rishash happens to point out, and he says another way of connecting the sugyas. He says that if not for the fact that there's a shinui matan domim between Zevach and Pesach. But the Gemara says that the reason why Zevach doesn't part the Pesach is because Zevach is a Zrika and Pesach is a Shvicha. But if not for that, if it wouldn't be a difference between Shvicha and Zrika, then Olam it would be, then Chagiga would part the Pesach too. That's the only reason why it doesn't is because it's not Nichlal. No one's going to say that Shvicha is Nichlal and Zrika. So even though Chagiga is a Rishus, because after all, Chagiga not required to have. You're only required to have it as a filler. But be'etzem, if you have a small amount of menuyim, then the chagiga is not a choyva, it's only reshus. So, and the Korban Pesach is a choyva. So who adin, we see a reshus, kapater, and choyva. So that's what's going to be the Gemara's discussion. We'll see in a second that the koyen, for him, the question is who makes the brocha? The koyen or the naben, the aviyaben. The aviyaben is a choyva. For the koyen, there's no choyva, it's a reshus. The aviyaben is a choyva. He's doing a mitzvah. The kohen is only a passive person that you need. It's no chayv for him to be a kohen. That's a poida. He's a reshus. So that the Gemara wants to say, we'll see now the Gemara, what the connection is the Rishash explains. Zok the Gemara. Reb Simloi iklipi naben. Boim in Ede said as follows. They asked him the following question. Pshita, it's poshet, meaning there's no question about the following on the etzem brach on pitnaben. Al pitnaben, asher kechonu mitzvah, sivtzonu, al pitnaben, avi aben mevoich. That's poshut. That's not part of my question. What's the question? Bor shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyon lazman hazeh, koyin mevorech, oy aviyaben mevorech. Pshita on the pidnaben, that's the father. That's not a question, that's a given. The question now is, on shechiyonu v'kimonu, is it a koyin mevorech or aviyaben mevorech? On that, the Rishash wants to say that if not for the sugya of shvicha and napichal zvika, meaning zvika and napichal shvicha, shvicha and napichal zvika, that's why Zevach doesn't pater Pesach, but if not for that, a reshus would pater maybe a choyva. So what then over here? The koyen would pater davi aben, a reshus could pater a choyva. On that, the Gemara is going to, they have to understand the avonah. The difference is that a chagiga could be a choyva. If there's not a lot of minuyin, then it's a choyva. Mashenken, for the koyen, pinaben, shechion is never a choyva for the koyen. So, but Akoponim, that's how he learns the connection. Rashash says, Poshut, with two mitzvahs. Now, you have to understand another question that the Tzlach points out. The Gemara says, Pshita, why is the first part of the equation relevant to the second part? Let me just ask a question. Mi mevorech shechiyonu? What are you telling me, Pshita, pidna ben, aviyah ben mevorech? What is a pidna ben in the gate to shechiyonu? One is a pidna ben brocha and one is shechiyonu brocha. Why did Toli zebezeh? What is it mentioned behind the Gemara? Zok the Tzlach. Since the brocha is al pidna ben, al, not liftois, al. So there's a klal that, based on the Gemara of Zayin, whenever the bracha is al, it works through a shliach. That means not the person himself, you can send a shliach also. Now, since the shliach does a mitzvah, never makes a shechiyonu. Shechiyonu is the simcha that you, as the one that's incumbent, not a shliach. Shliach doesn't make shechiyonu. So since the shechiyonu, since the pidna ben can be done, the shliach was a brach is al. So memela, the shechiyonu maybe would be mesukin to have it always by the kohen because shechiyonu cannot always be made by the shliach of the avi ben. So memela, that's the gemara's hemshech. Pshita, the al pidna ben, Ashekitzanu Bitzvan Al Pinaben is Davi Aben. So now the question is Shachiyonu, since it's a brach of Al means it works out day shlichas, so maybe it should not be the father. And that's a connection of the Pshita to the Gemara's Kasha. Another Teret Zok Tzlach, that the fact that you make a brach of Al, it means it's not finished yet. It's in the midst. The father does one part of the equation, but you need the coin to mekabel the five sloim. So he's a part of the mitzvah. That's good for the Al. Al means in the middle, in the midst. So memela, maybe he should be mevarach. Two terutzim that Tzlach says, what do you need the pshita for the Gemara's baya? Zog the Gemara again. Boy minei pshita al pidna ben ha-shekechon mitzvah al pidna ben avi ha-ben mevarach. Boruch shechiyonu v'kemonu v'gion la-zman hazeh. Koin mevarach avi ha-ben mevarach. Now what's the shechiyonu? What's the simcha? Zog the Balamor. The simcha is that he's yotze michal nefel. After all, the first 30 days, Sofik is going to live or not. Pidna Ben is Yotze Michal Nefel. That is the Simcha, that's the Shechiyonu. Tosim B'choris, Daf Memtes, says, it's a mitzvah that's Ashchiach. You have to have a firstborn, has to be Petach Rechem, has to be a Ben. There's a lot of equations that are involved. So something that's not, this Mizman Lazman, Lamed Yoim, so Mele, not Shchiach, so Mele, that itself is the reason why to make a Shechiyonu. And Tosim says that if, let's say, Lo Eleinu, a child dies after Yom Lamed, before he was able to do Pidna Ben, we make a Pidna Ben even after, to be poided, even before the Kfuri, may you poid him. So the Nafkamina would be, if it's a Simcha, so then it's a Simcha. A Simcha Shal Mitzvah. But if it's a Agmas Nefesh, maybe you would not be Mevorach. That we discussed the Gabi the Bracha.
If a child dies before his bris milah, and you have to do bris milah anyway,
we're talking about Pidna Ben, but correct.
No.
A child that dies after the eighth day.
Before the eighth day. Then you do...
On the Nifter.
Right, but you make a
Shechiyonu. No, you don't make a Shechiyonu. Only the Goyin says you make a Shechiyonu by Bris.
Right.
Tzara Dinuka, you're saying there's no Tzara Dinuka. Yeah. He doesn't feel anything. I hear, that's an interesting question. I mean, the truth is, by a Bris, you don't make a Shechiyonu. Why? Because it's tzar d'yinuka. That's the reason. The goyim paskens, you make a shechiyonu even by a bris. Why? It brings a raya from Yerusha. If someone yashens $1 million, even though meisel mutal lefonov, you make a shechiyonu v'kimonu bar levaya. So we see there's no greater tzar, and still you make a shechiyonu. So that's the goyim's raya. Others are matzah the raya, but kaponim, because here it's not a, here the shechiyonu is on the mitzvah. Here the shechiyonu is on the wire. Now, you're not making shechiyonu on the misa, on the wire that you got. Here it's on the etzem mitzvah, that's tzar d'yinuka. But upon him, this din of tzar d'yinuka they don't make, the Ramah in Reish Samach Zayin interestingly says, we don't go like this. We go with the pashtus that you make a shechiyonu by pidna ben and not by a bris. Zok Ramah, you don't make it by a bris because tzar d'yinuka, but if the child is a bechor, then you make by the bris. That's Ramah in Reish Samach Zayin. Because, what's the avon in that? What happened to tzar d'yinuka? So someone would say, the pshat is, it's like a, but you make a shechiyonu when you build a sukkah. Why? Because you're going to sit in the sukkah. So when you have a bechor and you go that in 3 weeks from now, you're going to make a pidna ben, so it's not the simcha of now. It's a simcha what's going to take place in 3 weeks. That's the havon in the Ramah. You make a shechiyonu by a bechor, which now we make by the pidna ben. But the Ramah is saying by a bechor, you would make by the bris.
What's
the
tzad of coin washing?
What'd you say?
What's the tzad of a coin making shechiyonu?
Oh, so the Tzlach explained two reasons why the coin should make a shechiyonu. One is, because since the bracha is al, and al means your father can send a shliach, if you send a shliach cannot make a shechiyonu. Shechiyonu is a mitzvah that I am being mekayim. You can't make a shliach, doesn't make a shechiyonu on your behalf. So we balt it shaykh ad shliach, where it's not always going to be the person doing the pidna ben making the shechiyonu. Maybe we should implement it always the kohen, because since it's not always the shliach that can do it, he can make it. That's the tzad. And the kohen would make the shechiyonu. Another tzad he says, because it's in the middle of the mitzvah, you need the kohen to accept the five sloim. Those are the two tzadim why he says the koyim. Zok the Gemara. Oh, that's other tzad taka. There's a tzad because of the simcha of receiving the money. Five silver coins. Where does the koyim come in? What's the shechiyonu by him? Shechiyonu is because of the simcha of the money. Money does play a role. Money plays a big role. Ki yadua, we know. So the five sloim is the reason for him to make shechiyonu.
Like you say in Nila, a case of Yama Sekoil.
Oh, exactly. Zok the Gemara, koyin mevorich. So that's the suffix now. That's what the Gemara is saying. Koyin mevorich the kamati anol yodei. At the end of the day, he's five sloim richer. So he's the one that makes the bracha. Oy avi aben mevorech de kovet mitzvah. The mice he did the mitzvah. Zok de gemara loy have be yode. He did not have a tshuva on this question. Reb Simloi came to Pinna Ben. They ran to him. He thought he's coming to a Pinna Ben. He was posed with a question he couldn't answer. Who makes the shechianu? Al Pinna Ben, Avia Ben makes. Who makes the shechianu? Is it Avia Ben, the mitzvah, or is it the kohen that gets that know the five shloim? Zok de gemara loy have be yode. Also, shol be medrasha. He went and he asked in the base medrash. Omrule, they told him, Avia ben mevorich shtayim. The Avia ben is the one that's mevorich shtayim, and he's takam moitzi the koyin for the simcha of the ano of the five sloyim. So then the difference is by the Avia ben it's a birchas mitzvahs, by the koyin it's a birchas nanin, not a nanin of eating something, but nanin of getting the five sloyim. So the birchas mitzvah is moitzi the birchas nanin. The Shuvah Sarajba, he says, every time you go to the store and you acquire something that you make a shechianu on, is there a tzat to say that the store owner makes shechianu because of the money that he made? Yeah. He just sold himself a beautiful real estate deal. Sold a mansion. Who makes shechianu? The lokeach, never the moicher. So Zok the Rajba, Shuvah, that's the maskonas akmar over here. Who is the one that's selling and who's the one that's buying? The seller is the koyin, selling back the ben, that the father has to be paid back. And the bond that's the lekeach is the father. The lekeach makes a bracha. We never have a moicha making a bracha shechianu. It's always a lekeach. Okay. Same thing over here. Pinna ben, the lekeach makes the bracha of shechianu. He's taka moitzi the seller. He's moitzi the koyin also. He's mevorach shtayim. And he's taka moitzi the koyin also. Well, the hilchasa, which we just said what it is, we'll leave for the siyam. After davening a mitzvah Hashem, I'll just finish off with a Ramo. Right, the Mishash is making a connection more to the Zevach and the Pesach. Zevach Chagiga is Rishus Klapei the Pesach, and at that the reason why you can't be poished one to another because the Chagiga Taka can be a Chayva in a case where there's not many Minuyim, then the Chagiga is Mamish needed to make Alas to create Alas Oiva. Mm-hmm. But Rabbanim, that was the question, the connection he wants to say. The Ramo in Simen Shin Hei in Choshe Mishpat says a gewaldige chiddush, and these are the words of the Ramo. Ve'ein ha'av yochol liftois ayde shliach. Can make a shliach. Now, we said before, the Tzlach says you could make a shliach. All the Acharonim argue on this Ramo. The Shach, the Taz, the Goyin in Biagro, they all ask on the Ramo, how can you not make a shliach? Why is it different than every mitzvah that Shluch Shalom Kamoy Soy? Why should Pida Ben not work ayde shliach? What's the pshat? So they all argue, la loch, and they could make adi shliach. That was the tzlach's whole teretz. Why there's a tzat for the koyin to mivarech? Because the shliach cannot make a shechianu. But kaponim shlichas works, but the Ramo says it doesn't. So what's the pshat in this Ramo? So could be, I once wanted to say, the pshat is, I said it by my son's Pidna Ben, 30 years ago almost, that Pidna Ben, the Ramo says, bedavka, it doesn't say the Pidna Ben, whoever the son, because the Achronim already discussed who is the mitzvah of Pidna Ben. Pidna Ben is the mitzvah of the child. Just the father does it on behalf of the child. Mila is different. Mila is the mitzvah of the father. The father has to be Mala's child. If the father doesn't do it, obviously the child has to do it himself when he becomes older. But it's a mitzvah, Mila is the mitzvah of the father. Mashiach and Pidah Ben is the mitzvah of the son. Just I'm a shliach for the son. So Mamela Zokter Ramo, Eina Avi Yochalas a shliach. Why? Because I myself a shliach. Mila la mimsel a shliach. A shliach cannot make another shliach. But Avada the Ben, she yigdal, if he wants to make a Pidah Ben, he can do it out of the shliach. This, the Ramo is not saying that Pidah Ben doesn't work out of the shlichas. Eina Avi Yochalas a shliach, because he himself is a shliach, and Ein shliach is a shliach. And this answers the question that many Achronim ask on this Ramo, that the bracha is al Pidna Ben. Al Gufa is a hechocha that works out of the shlichus. That's the klal. Al means it works out of the shlichus. How's Ramo going to learn the bracha? Teretz says, Ramo doesn't argue it doesn't work out of the shlichus. He just says, Ein av yochalas a shliach. But if either the Ben can make a shliach, it's not a chisaron in the etzim din Pidna Ben would work out of the shlichus. And that's the ma'aser halacha. It works out of the shlichus. The hilchsel will finish in Mirtz Hashem after Shachris and we'll make the hadlin. Today is the Yom Tavel Rabbonon, make Nesiyim on Mesech the Psochim. Baruch Hashem, we learned the Chabura, the past 240 amudim, 240 days. Mesayim the Mesechta, it's a Dover Be'itoy, especially Avi Psochim, within Shloshim Yoim, Koydim Achag, and not just Shloshim Yoim, Koydim Achag, but also Mesechta Shkolim, we're starting in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Mesechta Shkolim is not Stam Dover Be'itoy. We know that the Shkolim they used to buy Kabonis Tzibur was Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So Mamish tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh. It's Chaim used to say, Chaim Kanievsky, when someone learns something and the limud comes out on this man that's mamish, we see epis, so the Eibishter is telling you, the chob leave their limud. So Baruch Hashem, it's a gewaldig zacher, Mordechai, you will say Kaddish, the Rabbonon, Lilu Nishmas, your father. But Mordechai, you already hear, came out a thousand amudim, 1,000 days. Lilu Nishmas, your father was, his name was?
Zev Ruvain ben Shmuel Chaim.
The Gemara says at the end of Avi Psochim, Reb Simloi, Ikl Lepidna Ben. Boy Minei, the question that was posed, Pshita Alpidna Ben Ashek, Shon Mitzvah Zvon Alpidna Ben Aviyah Ben Mevorech. That's Poshit. Boruch Shechionu Vikimon Vigilon Zman Azeh, Koyin Mevorech, Aviyah Ben Mevorech. Who makes the Boruch of Shechionu? Is it the mitzvah that is Mekayim, so the Ben is Mevorech, or the Koyin, the Simcha of receiving the five Shkolim, the five silver dollars? Zog Gemara, Koyin Mevorech, the Komata Hanoli Yodeh. He's getting the Hanoh. And the Tzlach says that the Tzad to say that the Kohen should be Mevorech because since the Brocha is Al Pidna Ben, the Gemara says Pshita, so Al Pidna Ben means it's Ayde Shlichus. So if Ayde Shlichus, it's not Le, it's not a Lamed, so Ayde Shlichus, so Mele, you don't have the Mevorech being the Avia Ben always, it's Kosha Ayde Shliach. So Mele, maybe we're sakin that it should always be the Kohen. Zok Mola have a Biyode. Also, Shol Be Medrisha, Omule Avia Ben Mevorech Shtayim. So the Gemara in the Maskona behilchasa aviyaven mevorech shtayim. Hadan aloch avi psochim misliklo mesech psochim. Hadan aloch avi psochim misliklo mesech psochim. Hadan aloch avi psochim misliklo mesech psochim. Hadan aloch mesech psochim vahadach alon. Daiton aloch mesech psochim vadaitach alon. Lo isnis nimi noch mesech psochim lo isnis minon. Lo ibam edem lo ibam edosi. Hadan aloch mesech psochim vahadach alon. Daiton aloch mesech psochim vadaitach alon. Isnis mesech psochim lo isnis minon lo ibam edem lo ibam edosi. Hadan aloch mesech psochim vahadach alon. Daiton aloch mesech psochim vadaitach alon. Lo isnis nis nimi noch mesech psochim lo isnis minon. Lo ibam edem lo ibam edosi. Yirot mo vnecha adin er lehenu vlevi senu shtein. Sarosri um desenu bolam azeh. Usei mona lo mabo. Chanina ba popa, Romi ba popa, Nachm ba popa, Achoy ba popa. Abba Mori ba popa, Rafa ba popa, Rochish ba popa, Suru ba popa, Ada ba popa, Dor ba popa, Harbno Adno Elenu Zdivis Rosro, Befino Fiyazron Beisro, Venia Kolon Anachle Vitzetso Enu, Vitzetso Amcha Beisro, Kolon Yedish Mechmelen Vitzetso Secho, Ma'oi Vait Chakmeni Mitzvizach Giloilam Hili, Hili Bichosom Bichokech Laman Lo Yevosh, Lo'oilam Leashk Bichodech Kivom Chi Soni, Boruch Ato Adin Elam Dein Chokech, Omen, 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 Selo Ved, Moide Menachem Lofanech Adin Elenu Lavisenu, Shesam Lech Kenem Yosh Bissam, Nishlo, Sam Lech Kenem Yosh Kronos, Shona Mashkim Vem, Mashkim Ona Mashkim Divit Tech, Vem Mashkim Divit Tvorm Teilim, Ona Amen Vem, Amen Vem, Amen Vem, kam skave mein mein kam ska un rot mein rot mein rot mein khayom ma bovem rot mein zeber shachas shnem vater elim tgidnu ve shachas an shtom mi yomo le yachtsu im mein le am ne yftach boch i rot mein lefne gat in elim kshem she az atan sam sich es psokim kein tas rein las kem sich es forma khayom lu sam lu ma du lamed lish ve las kem skol divi sam tsach be yavo u skhus kolat noim va magoim sam mit khom yam di lo zagel shlom shater mi pi un pi zag vi zag zag yad oilom vis is kein bi tsalech otan khe oysach בשוח פרוסיש בו עליך, והקיצו יסו היס שיחך, כי ויהיו ביומך ויסיף לך שני שחיים. אורך יום בימינו בשמאל אוי שבחובד, אדנו אוי זמו ייתן, אדנו יברך, סמוי בה שלום. אמן. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You shall me, it's a shver limud.
Why did either one?
What about
the Shechem?
He makes Shechem
getting money, he makes Shechem getting money.
Both
makes Shechem. Yeah, why? Why? Why the limit?
Don't scare off.
Why did only him or him to make a bracha? He make a bracha.
He said, let's both make a shechiyonim. One of them, no. So vice is b'rovim adus melech, is a din, is a better to be moitzi someone else. When you moitzi someone else, it has an island.
I'm married to a bas lady. My grandmother was a bas lady. I'm a lady.
I'm going to go to the hospital.